don't know how to utilize them. So we're so I kind of like that one anyway, because when you're looking at me, see, when you're looking at that one, I can kind of see your eyeballs better this way anyway. So it's good. I hope you grabbed one of the handouts from the back music stand back there. If you forgot, get up and get one. I mean, I think it might be helpful to you. Okay, there's an usher that has some there. Okay. Anyway, the title of this morning's lesson is, Why Naaman? And here's why I gave it that title. Luke 4:27. Jesus said, And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus, that's the Greek form of Elisha, the prophet. And none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. There were many lepers in Israel during this point in history. But the only one that got healed of his leprosy was a foreigner, Naaman the Syrian. Why? Why Naaman? Or why only Naaman? Why Naaman? I want you to think about that. I'm not going to tell you the answer right away. I just want you to think about it. Here are some possible ideas people might have. Well, maybe he was more deserving because he was such a moral man. Maybe he was a moral man. He was a general in the army, and so he wasn't just some street thug. Maybe he was a very upright person. But did that make him deserving enough to be healed above the Israelite lepers? Or maybe was it because he worked hard to earn more of God's special favor? And because of his efforts and his struggle to be really good and please God, that God said, okay, I'll bless you, I'll heal you. Is that why? Or maybe was it because God just favors the prestigious, high